early Saturday night in Ybor City, Romeo's Art Gallery was the place to be in Tampa.
Nearly 30 local artists were donating their art to help raise funds for a new shelter being constructed for 16 female Iraq War veterans from the Tampa Bay area. The name of the event was Faces of Athena, and it was the brainchild of former state legislator Sarah Romeo. Romeo said she got the idea from her role as executive director of the group Tampa Crossroads.
As we accept people into our program, I began to notice a certain population, and those would be the female veterans, were showing up in our programs and needing a lot of help and care. We have therapeutic communities, and it just became obvious to me that there was something going on with women who had once fought bravely in our armed forces and fought for our freedoms that were now showing up in the homeless population.
Romeo said she then began researching the issue and was stunned to learn that there are between 300 to 400 homeless women in the Tampa Bay area who've served in the U.S. Armed Forces. So in June, she announced that Tampa Crossroads was looking for funding and any other help to house the 16 veterans. And the community has responded, sending in furniture, money, and donating time for the building that will be located at 1301 East Columbus Avenue. Saturday's fundraiser also included corporate sponsors. Again, Sarah Romeo.
The idea that these women were in our community has really touched a nerve. Witness tonight, these people who are showing up tonight, all they want to know about is how they can help. So it's been a tremendous outpouring.
But the main partner on Saturday was the alliance with TampaArtist.com. Local artist Jason Fondren is involved with the group.
That's, I think, one big draw for a lot of people. It's rare that you have an art show that is benefiting such an important cause, really. And it's something that no matter what side you're on politically, anybody can get behind it. So it's coming together of a great cause with some great art. So you can't beat that.
Fondren and nearly everyone else interviewed by WMNF was thrilled with the attendance at Romeo's Art Gallery. Although officially the scheduled event opened at 6 p.m., Sarah Romeo said people had been coming in throughout the day to look and admire the art. And at 6:30 in the evening on Saturday, there appeared to be at least 50 people in attendance.
This is, I think, the largest crowd I've ever seen at any art show I've ever attended at this hour. Typically, people wait till it's stylishly late, but nobody wanted to wait to come here tonight.
TampaArtist.com is an organization whose website allows Tampa artists to post their pictures, biographies, and their artwork free of charge. It also features a blog about local events. Joshua Paul is a board member of TampaArtist.com.
It's a really amazing thing that's happening here. Usually artists kind of stick to themselves, and we don't really intermingle with a lot of organizations like Tampa Crossroads. So this represents pretty much a groundbreaking event for us. Being involved with this organization, Tampa Crossroads, tonight.
Rich Frederick is executive director with TampaArtist.com. He helped create the organization back in 2004, a time, he says, when there was a stigma about local artists.
And that's why I started TampaArtist.com, to bring art to the people, to the public, to get artists involved in the community. So there's a lot of great artists from Tampa, in Tampa, and people stop looking to L.A., New York, Chicago, look local.
Artist Grace Henderson is optimistic that the art scene in Tampa will continue to get bigger and better.
I think Tampa is definitely in process into becoming a more established art community, but there's good signs everywhere. Everywhere I go, I see more and more participation in events and new events coming up. So I think it's a work in progress, but it's on its way up and it's starting to become more established.